episode 680, There's No Second Chance.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. What are you doing on your day off? It is your day off, isn't it? Surely it is. You got to give yourself a break once in a while. Well, today is a glorious day. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday. And today we're talking about There's No Second Chance. It's kind of a really deep one. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to pledge to you, and this is going to be really, really hard for me to do, but I'm going to pledge to you that I am not going to edit this episode at all. I'm not going to take out my... Sometimes you hear that every once in a while, whether I smack my lips together or whether I breathe into the mic the wrong way because I'm talking so fast and I'm so excited. I'm not going to do any editing because today there's no second chance. So with that, I want to kind of just really talk off the cuff here with you. And that's fun because we get to be real and raw and I get to let my hair down, which it's really down today. It's cold today. My nose is freezing. My fingertips are ice. But with you, you warm my heart. And I want to throw out a couple reminders. Number one, if you haven't figured it out already, we've got a brand new series happening, My Strength is My Story, episode 677, Creating a Haven of Peace with Joanne Fairchild Miller. It was a privilege to interview her. She is an amazing woman. If you haven't already listened to it, you want to go and click on the show notes or go back in your little notes that you have within your podcast app and make sure you click on that episode and listen to it. It's a long one. It's the longest one we've ever done. It's over an hour. I know, don't snarl at me. But if you think they're too long, I need to hear from you also on that because what I can do is I can begin to break those down. And you know, there is no second chance. So unless if I hear from you, you know, I kind of just do what I do. So if you want to be heard, let me know because I can break them down into series. I would actually release all of them at the same time, but it would give you the opportunity to listen to them in chunks versus having one huge long episode. Okay, and then the other thing is yes, I've got some big surprises coming up around the corner, and I can't tell you exactly what they are yet. I've been praying on them, working on them, trying to figure out exactly what to do. And they're going to be opportunities to serve you at a greater capacity to reach even further our audience, and also for an opportunity to have you work with me in a different capacity also. So those are just little teasers that I want to throw in. And I also have to give a huge shout out for any of you who are listening. Maybe you just clicked and found this episode by accident. I know sometimes I've done that. I want to welcome you from the bottom of my heart. It truly warms me when we have someone new that comes in to Create Your Now Your Best Selfie. And this is truly a family here. And maybe you cannot voice directly right now and in conversation as to, you know, what you're thinking and what you're feeling, but you can by going over to createyournow.com. You can click on Let's Connect. I also have my email directly in the show notes. You can click there. I do my best to be very accessible to you. And also, if you're wondering, well, how can I kind of figure out what's going on around here? You can sign up for the Kisses newsletter. That's the Keep It Simple strategy. Everyday solutions to keep your life, well, simpler. You got to find the simple in every day because we jam-pack our day with stuff. And sometimes it's a stuff that doesn't matter. And that's where we get to the heart of it today. With Sweet Spirit Sunday, it is about there's no second chance. In life, there's not a second chance. Between the holidays quickly approaching and the new year on the horizon, my mind begins to go deep and wide. And I begin to ask those questions. Am I doing what God created me to do? Am I really reaching the people that I'm supposed to be reaching? How can I do what I'm doing better? Where have I fallen short? Lord, show me the way. How can I be a better wife? How can I be a better mom to my children? All of these questions, and they go deep and wide. And sometimes I feel like I'm like my grandma. Okay, I'm not like my grandma because my grandma has since passed. And I miss her terribly. But I can remember at times when I would come into their house up on the hill of 13 acres. And there she would be sitting in her rocking chair. Now, Grandpa always had his chair, and it was a recliner. And we, all the grandchildren, would love to just to jump on top of him and kind of wrestle a little bit. He would tickle us, and then he would tell us stories. And most importantly, he would give us a ticket. And a ticket sometimes would be that we could ride the train, and that would be we'd get on his leg and he would bounce us and he would play horsey with us. But we had to have the ticket to go. And sometimes I think in life we're looking for that ticket. You know, where are we going? We want to be on the right train. We want to be riding the right horse. You know, then I look at it from another perspective. Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I serving in the capacity that I should be? Do I need to let a few things go? Am I doing too much? Am I trying to be Wonder Woman and Supergirl to everybody, and I'm not taking care of myself? These are questions that really begin to hit me because the holidays are here, and we can only do so much in our days. And I don't know about you, but for me, oh, I try to stuff it full. I try to get it all done. My to-do list is much longer than what it needs to be. But ultimately, over the years, I have really tried to work at what are my three main things that I must accomplish. And that's like my to-do list, literally. And I don't consider, you know, sometimes my to-do list, I may go to 5 stores on a day of running errands. But that's like one thing on my to-do list because that is something that must get done. If I don't go grocery shopping, we may not be eating dinner or the dinner that the kids want to eat that night. So I have to do things. I really focus on doing those three things. And it has made my life a lot easier. And I try to get it all done before my husband gets home. Why? Because when he comes home, he wants to spend time with me. And that's one major thing I love about him. Sometimes in the olden days, it used to be a frustration, seriously. When the kids were younger, I'm like, honey, I don't have all that time to give 120% to you because I've got these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little ones. And then you add on top of that the animals, and then you add on top of that the community within our church, the community within our own community, in our city. And I just kind of felt stressed out about it. But I began to realize that if I gave myself permission to let some things go, it was okay. It wasn't about trying to be everything to everybody all at the same time. I needed to learn how to scale back so I could go even farther with the dreams that God had for me. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. But that doesn't mean that we can do all things, meaning everything. You will never be the greatest Wonder Woman. You won't. Because that's not a title that God wants us to carry. But you can be the mighty woman of God, living out his magnificent purpose for you. That's what we need to be aiming for. That's where my action ignites motivation within myself. I want to be the mighty woman of God, not just the Wonder Woman. Because maybe she's wondering a little too much. We want to be the mighty woman of God, living out his magnificence, purpose for us. What he has in store for us. If you are looking for permission to give some stuff up, guess what? Right now, I am giving you permission to let it go. Something has got to go in your life right now. And when I was walking in on those days when my grandpa would give us those tickets, grandma would be sitting in her other chair. And she would just be smiling and beaming from ear to ear. And if one of us would fall down, she would be there to pick us back up and to hold us and to cuddle with us. She was actually, and I will do my best not to cry, she was my rock. She was the one who would tell me I could do anything. But one thing that I couldn't do in life is if I tried to do it without Jesus Christ himself. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. Give yourself permission to let some things go. Stop trying to be the Wonder Woman. I lived that life for many, many years. And it got me into trouble. I practically ruined my marriage and tore it apart, thread by thread. And praise the Lord, God miraculously came in and saved it and survived and resurrected it and brought reconciliation and healing. I know if I would have continued down that channel within my life that I would have destroyed my relationship with my children one by one. You see, my grandmother was very wise in her young years. She lived to be over 90 years old. And the stories I remember most are the ones that she would tell me from memory because she read the Bible every day. In my opinion, she was a mighty woman of God. And I told you I'm not going to do any editing on this at all. So you're just going to have to bear through my tears. But I want you to know that sometimes as a woman, whether you're married or single, whether you're divorced, it doesn't matter. You're a woman and you're a woman of God. But each of us carry our own responsibilities. But sometimes what happens is we bear our own responsibilities, thinking that we have to carry them alone. And we try to be that Wonder Woman instead of being the mighty woman of God. He bears everything for us and has already. He shed it for us on the cross when he died for our sins. We do not have to prove anything to anybody but to Christ. We have to learn and understand to walk by faith. So I'm giving you permission today to let some things go because there's no second chance in life. I told you a few episodes back, and I can reference them in the show notes, where my daughter has is hopefully going to get a second chance. We don't know yet. We haven't heard regarding her driver's license. And so in that regard, yeah, we do hope she gets a second chance because otherwise her license will be suspended and she'll have to pay the consequences of that. But regardless of the consequences, she's hoping for that second chance. But here on earth, as we're living out and doing our life, we have one time to live today. There's no second chance. There's no stopping our life in motion. You can't DVR and come back and jump in right when you're ready and say, okay, I'm ready. I've got those skills. I'm there. God may be telling you to jump right now and you're going to be like, I don't know that I can jump that high. I'm not ready. Can we just pause right here, time out? And he says, no, it's time. There's no second chance. Sometimes we're trying to control too much in our own lives instead of giving what we have to Christ and saying, Lord, you take it, you use it. Subtract what doesn't need to be there and add to what needs to be there. There's no second chance. I don't know how you're filling your schedule with the holidays and the end of the year activities. I know there are some things that for us, we don't have a say. We got the choir concerts and the band concerts. We got the shows. We've got, you know, the church things. We've got the community celebrations. We've got all of it. Okay, well, there's some things that you don't have 100% control over. And so you will attend those that you need to attend with your children. You will support them. But when you begin to look at each day as it presents itself to you, how will you fulfill today? How will you create your now today? Because there's no second chance. We can't go back and fix what's in the past. We can only look at what we have and what we've been gifted today. Where do you sit? Where do you stand? How stuffed do you feel? Have you given room for Christ to work in your life? Or are you stuffing it so full, thinking that you're doing everything the way he wants you to do it, but you're really not listening to him? I lived that life for a long time too. I thought I had it all figured out. And yes, I was doing what was right at that moment. It was serving a purpose. It wasn't like I was doing crazy things. No, I wasn't. But God still wanted to stretch me even more. And so I was ending up actually being blinded by my own control. That may sound strange, but I think women, we like it. We like that control. We like to control what we're having for dinner on the weekends, what we're having for all three meals. We like to control how our kids are going to act and what they're going to do, but ultimately we don't have that control. How are you feeling your life? Are you stuffing it too full that you're losing your perspective, Christ perspective? Because there's no second chance. There's no going back. You have one time to live today. One time to create your now today. How will you do it? Because whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. I just want to pray over you right now. And whether or not you are a believer, it doesn't matter, because God loves you right where you are. But I want to say a prayer for you, because as crazy as it gets in our life, at some point we all come to a breaking point. I don't want you to come to a breaking point. I want you to come to a stopping point where you can press pause and say, you know what? I'm going to begin to make some changes now. I'm going to begin to unstuff my calendar. I'm going to begin to listen more intently. I'm going to begin to understand that there is something more, but if I am not open to it, I will miss it. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, Lord, and I ask that you lay your hands on this woman here today listening. Lord, that you will bless her every move, that you will open up her mind, that you will open up her heart to see your heart, Lord. Draw her closer to you, that with each step that she takes, she walks closer to you. Lord, I ask that you begin to unstuff her, taking away the earthly things that are just filling up space in her life, giving room for you, Lord. I ask that you begin to prepare her heart for what you have in store for these next few days, bringing out 2016 and bringing in 2017, Lord. Prepare her way for her. Create her now, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Make this an incredible day, because there's no second chance. Go out and create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.